amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I can never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you'll catch me wherever I fall. You say it best when you say nothing at all.
Thank you very much there, Ronan. Thanks for calling in, big man. Appreciate it. Welcome to North and Down Under podcast with me, Adam Mogie, and Jimmy Henry.
What about you?
Well, Jimmy, what's happening there?
Fuck all, mate. Big Ronan sounds good.
He's coming on well again.
He is. I love that song, but my personal favourite is, hey, Ronan, can you come back in here and just do a few words for me?
No problem at all.
All right, sing this for me.
She believes in me.
Thank you, Ronan. Thank you. You can head off there now.
Thank you.
See you, Ronan.
See you, son. What a man. What a man.
It's a crack. Well, fuck. I don't really know.
It's been a while, like, isn't it? Has it been a month?
Well, nearly a month, aye. Nearly a month.
It's scary. Funny, because like, we had a quick chat just before there, and we were like, so much is obviously would have happened in a month, but we're just that fucking thick that we can't even, I don't know, not much, you know?
I know. I don't need much to talk about, so we'll leave it there.
I mean, you know what I'm doing? I'm just sitting on the sofa here and I'm doing my belt. Oh, Jesus Christ. Just I'm doing my belt, you know, when it digs into you. Well, maybe it's just me because I'm a fat fuck. But,
yeah. I was wearing trousers the other day and I had to use a fucking bobble. So one of the Wayne's bobbles to tighten it because the button, because I've obviously put on a bit again. So the fucking button wouldn't close.
Here, Adam, we'll hear this.
For fuck's sake. is that why you undone your belt? To fucking shit yourself?
Fucking 32. 30.
Do you know what though? There's nothing funnier in the world. There is nothing funnier in the world.
32 years of age. Well, what's this podcast episode about?
I go to 3 minutes and 50 seconds. They mean you're
shitting. But there's nothing more funny than that.
I listen to a lot of podcasts, so I do. Yeah, what kind of podcast? There's like a lot about, you know, the pandemic and stuff and current affairs and sports and, you know, real like touching issues. what about you? I listen to this one here. It's up north and down under. He just fucking farts.
It's like flatulence.
But mate, how I am. No, it's true though. There's nothing funnier in this world. Like, oh dear.
No. Yeah, fuck it. It happened to me. Fuck, I'm about to tell this story. It happened to me a few weeks ago. I was in the shop and I fucking bent down to pick something up from the bottom shelf to fucking come out. Oh shit. And I actually tried to disguise it as if I was humming a song, doing that noise, going.
Oh, <yeah. laughs>
Fuck, his breath fucking stinks.
Oh, dear. Oh, fuck me. I feel sick. Oh, dear. Good job. You can't smell that fucking thing down the phone.
No, that's the future. That'll be the fucking future.
Smell a phone. Anyway. All right, well, we try and talk about something a bit more fucking sophisticated.
Yes, what have you been up to?
Fuck,
that's probably worse.
what do you think I'm doing my build, mate? Look, what have I done? So in the last couple of weeks, I got my first COVID jab a couple of weeks ago. It was last week. Have you had yours yet?
No comment.
No comment. no, I got that there last week. It wasn't too bad. Like, I got a fucking lollipop and all after. It was fucking some crack. But it was busy. It's just everyone seems to be getting it. But
the offers are getting better with these jabs. The more and more down the line it goes, it's like, we'll get you concert tickets and shit. We'll get you a fucking few hundred quid for the high street. It's getting higher, mate.
Are you holding off? Are you holding off until you get a good offer?
I've holding off for a car.
But I had that and, like, working away, really. Fucking working away. I was out and about in the weekend. Watched a bit of the Olympics. But the thing is, it's the same all the time. I always get into it just as it finishes. I love the random sports, like, you know, fucking the speed climbing and all. Just seeing two blokes fucking run up the side of a fucking hill. You know what I mean? Five seconds.
I've seen fuck all of it. I've seen a horse dancing about. That was it.
A horse?
Some horse dancing about. That's all I've seen.
I thought you said some horse. You're watching the game station again.
A horse dancing about to some music. I don't know what the fuck that is.
I don't know what that is. Fucking.
It might not even have been in the fucking Olympics. I was watching. Could have been anything.
Balmoral Show.
Balmoral Show 2010. Highlights.
Planet Love. Tell me, is Planet Love coming back?
Apparently so, yeah.
Be some crack.
Right? So,
there's some crack, boy. What have you been doing,
Jimmy? Fuck all, absolutely fuck all. Well, I've my wee show to do last Saturday night. So I did a wee stand-up show. But nobody turned up. I turned up. Nobody came. Nobody told me it was cancelled. I walked out, all right, everybody. Nobody there.
What's happening? And that wins.
No,
it.
I was due to do it like last Saturday night, top of town. But it's been rescheduled to Sunday here, so I'm looking forward to it.
Happy days. How many people's actually going? I've seen obviously it's booked out and all, but how many people are actually going to it?
A couple thousand, I think. I think that's why they had to close up there. I think that they put more seats and all in.
Fuck up. Down. Couple of thousand.
They had to bring that stand from the other forum up. it's in the car park there at the top of town.
Yeah, I'm fucking raging. Like, I'm raging and annoyed and pissed off that I can't be there. Like, I am. I'm actually fucking annoyed and I'm fucking proud of you too. I am. Like, feel like. But I am, like, because there's these cunts I've never even heard of going, you know what I love, right? I love when you put it up and I love looking at the comments, right? And it's just people, just random people tagging random people.
Yeah. Well, should we go to list? Marie, should we go to list? What about this? Should this be our date night?
No. The replies are usually, nah, don't fancy.
Wait there, I'll check him out. You don't reply.
Nah. Who's he?
Nah, the singing policeman's on in fucking Belfast. We'll go there.
Yeah, so that to do Sunday. So, no nerves yet. We're all right yet. I'll probably fucking go through about 600 rolls here on Sunday morning.
Happy days. That's Sunday night then. Good stuff. Anyone, if yous are listening and yous are going to it, give us a wee message. Give me a message. I want to feel like I'm actually there. I want people to fucking take loads of photos and all. And, you know, maybe if yous want, yous can take a fucking cardboard cutout. Maybe just a small one, because if it's, you know, proportionate to my body, it'll be going through a lot of fucking paper. So just do the head of be massive. You know, just like maybe a half cardboard cutout of me, or like a picture or something. Just stick it in the front row and I'll be there.
I mean, the entrance should be good, like, because I've got them to get a bunch of them and elevators, you can come up from the stage. For fuck's sake, Jimmy.
Oh, fucking hell. No, what did you say? You're going to get one of the elevators?
Fuck's sake, that's disgusting. I can actually smell that.
Don't you fucking act a big man. That's disgusting, huh? James Henry, that's disgusting.
Oh, dear.
I was going to get Joe elevated from underneath the ground up on the stage with fireworks and stuff coming up.
It's just going to be you doing that trick, you know, when you pretend you're walking up the stairs. Fucking dry ice. Fucking
is somebody fucking blowing a vape?
You got five boys either side of the stage fucking blowing it. All you can smell is fucking tutti frutti, fucking peppermint.
Heisenberg vape oil.
Oh dear. I can just picture that with the start of Dirty Diana. Boom. it's just you knelt down and as they blow the fucking tape, you just sort of like raise up.
I'll be thinking I'm hidden, but everybody can see me.
So what can, like, you don't have to go into too much detail, but what can we expect? Like, what can the people expect from the show?
I expect a lot of awkward silence. I hope not. I hope I get laughter, but I mean, in my head, I can't help but think the worst.
Yeah.
No, a few stories. Some you may have heard. Just have some of them stories brought to life a wee bit.
Happy days.
Haven't made my mind up in the wig yet. I think it was too much work. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. See how I feel on the day. But I would say expect a lot of filth.
It's a lot of fucking filth. Just good crack, mate. It'll be good.
A lot of filth.
So it will.
So that's that. But that's all I've really been up to. I'm fucking the wains and stuff. I fuck all on, really. Mm. Just that. I sort of need to get that done. That's it. And then, if that goes well, on to the next step. Maybe Ballycreagy Community Centre.
Well, that's it. On the next one, be like, well, what are you been up to? I'm switching on the fucking Christmas lights in Antrim.
I just sold out Mums and Tats there, Ballycreagy. Christmas lights.
I'm cutting the ribbon at a chip shop in Doak.
Oh dear. Fucking had happily. free fish and chips there at Happily Cut, whatever.
I'd fucking kill for a pasty supper.
Yeah, I read that. Mate,
honestly, though, like, if anyone is actually... I know, like, some people study dreams and shit. I remember your granny used to have a wee dream book, remember?
Yes, that's right.
But I honestly do. Like, it wasn't me, like, going, oh, what'll be funny. Like, I literally do at least fucking four times a week. I'll dream that I'm running around Antrim trying to get the chip shop. And I always bump into someone and they always talk me into going into, like, Madden's or Top of the Town or something. And then I go in and I come out and it's either busy or the fryer's broke or something happens and I never get it. And I wake up and I'm like, for fuck's sake. Eat fucking Vegemite and toast.
What if I could freeze one, get it sent over to you? And have capsules, it goes up in the fucking space shuttles.
Mate, I live in Australia, not fucking Jupiter.
And by the time I got the fucking thing about the frosted off.
Oh, fuck. Oh, man. It's just, I'm going to try and obviously make my own, but it won't be the same.
No, give it a whirl. It's the best you're going to get.
You know what I've been doing, mate? I've been doing a lot of fucking bacon. Have been, mate. A lot of fucking peach and raspberry squares and pineapple upside down cake. And
I seen that one. That one looked good, actually.
The pineapple cake.
Yeah.
It's fucking class, mate. I love it. I bloody love it. You know, what do you call her? Fucking Nigella Lawson.
Uh-huh.
That's me. Or fucking Ainsley Harriet. Does he bake? Does he bake or is he a comedian? Nah, he's fucking... Who am I picking off?
Ainsley Harriet was Ready, Steady, Cook, wasn't he?
Aye.
Yeah.
All right, let me see your green tomato, your green peppers or your red tomatoes. Okay, I used to love that show. What are you going to make? You've got a tin of rice, four tomatoes, and some honey. On your marks, go.
Well, they're 20 minutes or something, didn't they? Whip something up.
20 minutes. Oh, well, that's countdown, isn't it?
I think in Ready, Steady, Cook, they actually count down from 10, the whole fucking audience get all into 10. Too. Then you get really excited about it.
I fucking love that show. What have you made today? I made some fucking super noodles and fucking cheese and onion crisps. Wonderful.
Craig goes nuts.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. So, today's episode, we don't even know. This is, we'll have to count back to see. I think it's episode 19 or 20.
Is it?
But I don't know. It's one of them. But it's going to be about school memories, a bit of nostalgia, trip down memory lane. This is what a lot of people like, is the sort of nostalgic factor.
I'm just thinking, too, people sent in questions, but I forgot about them.
I've got a few ones, but I'm happy to just leave them to the next episode as well. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm just trying to find my notes here, just about little stories and stuff. But I suppose, like, we were talking the other day when we came up with the idea. Everyone, you know, at the time, you always say, fuck's sake, I hate school, can't wait to leave school. But I don't know anyone who speaks of primary school in a bad way. Do you know what I mean? There's always something, you know, to fucking laugh about or smile about or, like, the memories. The thing for me would be break time. Like, how good was break time and lunch time? Like, you could literally do an episode just on that. Like, the games, you'd always have the girls, you know, off doing the fucking skipping. Or, like, the...
Hopscotch?
Hopscotch. You know, writing shit on the ground or whatever. Like, in fucking chalk, hopscotch and skipping. And then you'd have us running around. Fucking group of hallions. We weren't allowed a football because we'd smash the window in. So we'd get all paper and tape it together.
I remember do you remember playing football with a bottle cap?
Yes.
A fucking bottle cap.
But do you remember? Do you remember like the paper I'm on about where you get a bit of paper and you'd wrap it up and you'd actually get it to the size of a football? It would just be like paper.
Big size 5 paper ball.
Aye, it was like
yeah.
Someone would draw a miter on it.
The goalkeeper coming in with fucking paper cuts. It's more dangerous to football.
But then the thing is, right? The thing is, at the end of the fucking lunchtime, it was like half a size because it would fucking it would just be a complete mess. And we'd have like the little shelter. We'd have the shelter that we would use as the nets.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the thing was, I don't even think it was a team. I think it was just a big fucking knockout. The 40 kids running about.
Was. Let's see. What's your homework? That's in that bowl there.
Or do you remember?
Excuse me.
Do you remember fucking British Bulldogs?
Yep. Fucking hell. Excuse me. That was a cracking game. I liked it.
Like, what was it actually? It was sort of like you had to run from one end to the other without getting tackled.
Yeah, there was like 4 people stood in the middle of the...
Yeah.
And then there was a whole lineup of kids just fucking running back and forth. That's right. And the arm one was a bit odd. Stick in the mud. Do you remember it? A bit odd.
I remember the name, but what was it? What did you have to do?
I think it was a bit like catch, right? Like fucking tig or whatever. And then once you get caught, you had to stand with your fucking arms and legs open. And then somebody who wasn't caught had to crawl under your legs to set you free.
Fuck me. I forgot about that. Fucking hell. Stick in the mud. That's right. And then you'd have fucking duck, duck, goose and all. But I mean, like, wrestling was massive back then. And we used to have these circles drawn on the playground. And there'd be like 2 fellas thinking they're fucking Scotty Too Hotty and bloody... What was the other one?
X-Pac?
X-Pac. Suck it, miss. Fucking suck it.
See, I remember making a belt. Do you remember the belt I made?
Yeah.
I mean, this was a fucking piece of art.
It was.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised Vince McMahon didn't get in touch. Said, fucking send that over.
Oh dear.
And you'd kissy catchies, remember it? We were never
I was never asked to play, you're, Adam.
You're it, Adam. You're it, Adam. Never seen me girls run as fast in my life. they never run that fast on fucking sports day.
No. Can I play? Nah. I'm playing stick in the mud now.
It's a girl's turn. You're like letting on the run. You're standing still. They've ran all past you. For fuck's sake.
Oh, fuck.
What other games was there?
I can't remember at the minute any games, but I do remember one fucking thing. The boys and girls toilets were obviously opposite sides, right? And I remember the ball went in one time and I, without thinking, ran in to get it. And I've never, like, the screech that I heard that day from those toilets fucking keeps me up at night. It was like, I ran in, and all you heard was, but I think someone actually yelled, get out, you fucking loser, or something. Get out, you pervert. Sorry.
With the letter coming home to your man, Dad.
Oh, I just intercept it and shove it in the big fucking football in the playground.
Jimmy's been lurking about the school toilets again. He's need to more boom this time.
But then I was thinking the other day, because my wee one does assembly, but it's quite different over here, and I think it's probably different back home now as well, because I think they only do it once a week, but I could have swore that we don't have it every day.
I think it was like a Monday, fucking Wednesday, and a Friday or something.
Friday. and you're fucking sitting there. You'd have the P1s at the front, the P7s at the back, and you'd sit there and you just listen to the fucking bangers. The fucking bangers, mate. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. And the fucking PE teacher, or no, what do you call her? She was like P2. And she'd be like fucking raving like fuck on the piano in the corner.
Yeah.
You have to sit in your hands and all.
Fuck, hello, Jim. Hello, Jim songs too, wasn't there? Loads of them songs.
Morning has broken like the first moment. I don't know the fucking words.
And was that? That was Cat Stevens too. Was
Cat Stevens? The Iron Banger. Moonshadow, moonshadow. Do you imagine them doing, like, if that was the logic now, someone obviously was like, I like Cat Stevens, it's a nice song. What's going to be like now, some fucker that's singing fucking Lewis Capaldi at Assembly? In the bleeds, in the net fell. That's a fucking banger, this one.
Hello.
Oh, fucking Kumbaya.
I hope singing fucking Bruises. Lewis Capaldi.
what's
this one? The bruises that you left behind.
There must be something in the world.
Oh, it's fuck. Like fucking all these kids doing Stormzy.
And that was our beautiful P7 rendition of Big for Your Boots. And now we've got the local minister from St. Jude's. You're too big for your boots.
Who's gonna do a rendition of Cardi B? Well, ass priest.
Oh, fuck me.
Well, ass priest.
Well, ass priesty. Certified priest. 7 days a week.
Oh, God.
But I used to love the assemblies, mate, right? I fucking loved it. Because if they ran out of something to do, they would just get one of the fucking fellas to come up. And I remember this. There's a good mate of ours who listens to this. And I remember vividly, like, one day it was just him and another bloke standing at the front of the fucking assembly playing the fucking trumpet.
Yes!
I just remember it was like, oh, they're gonna play the trumpet. I remember the trumpet was bigger than him.
Yes.
It was like and everyone awkwardly went
every turn around go, fuck me, they're bringing elephants in today.
Oh, fuck. But I'm pretty sure one of the fellas has a bloody played the saxophone as well.
Fuck. I've got a name here. Stewardy, if you still have that trumpet, let us know.
Bring it down. Probably, if you're going.
It's probably still fucking bigger than him.
Oh dear. Can I mind that? I think one of the fellas played the saxophone as well, and he was fucking cutting about the Kenny G. It was a careless whisper.
Hello.
All right, and as the P7s make their way back to their first class of the day. Sturdy and his friend will be playing Careless Whisper by George Michael.
I never want to dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm. The fucking P5 teacher belted out.
What was that other song? It was like Baker Street. Do you remember that? I met a man on Baker Street. Oh dear.
Fuck's sake.
But all these assemblies were some crack, like, because you get, like, there's only one, like, obviously we had hundreds and hundreds, but the one I remember is, I don't know if we've talked about this before, have we? About the fucking toothpaste.
No, I remember that, though. I don't know why I always remember that.
It's like, it gets up, they call some wee fella up, and they're like, oh, squeeze all the toothpaste out of this. The wee man squeezes it all out, and then he goes, all right, put it back in. And the wee fella was like, how the fuck did I do that? The priest or minister's like, well, that's the life lesson of today. Once you make an action, it's hard to take it back. So it's easy to squeeze out, but you can't squeeze it back in. You know, but it's still fucking, I remember that. That's the only lesson I remember. I'm sturdy playing fucking Baker Street. But
Sturdy and Scott. Scott's not getting away with us either. He listens to you, I think.
Was he playing the trumpet?
Yep, two of them did.
Fucking hell, they both have it. They both go out Dublin Road and busk on the weekends.
The thing is, Peter's a fucking, I think you go to these places now and it's got trumpets all on with the fucking tunes. There's some guy goes up there and plays that Cargo in Belfast. People go nuts for it. And then there's, what do you call that, our Dick Timmy fucking trumpet.
Timmy. I saw a video the other day of Brett Kidd, actually, who I think listens, so shout out to Brett. But was there not a saxophonist or trumpet, female trumpet or saxophone player?
Yeah, I think that's the same girl. That's good, like.
It's fucking brilliant.
It's class.
Yes, yes, fucking, you missed out there, lads.
Oh, fucking hell. Oh, dear. Do you remember Terminal of Bloody Milk? Remember the wee fucking milk bottles in school? Do they still do that in school?
I don't know, mate. I left the same time as you.
But you've got fucking... fucking dick. But you've got Wayne, aren't you, dickhead?
I don't... I don't know. I think so. I think they get toast and shit now.
They get toast, but let's leave them in a fucking basket outside the door.
I'm pretty sure they get toast and shit.
Oh, dear. Because I mind it, like, you had the wee aluminium lid, and it, like, stinking. Like, how the fuck was that sanitary?
I don't know. I never touched it. I had to drink milk. That's why my fucking bones are all brittle. That's why my bones are brittle.
Oh, mate, that's what's happened, actually. Like, I've started to see a chiropractor since the last time we spoke. I was talking about my neck.
Uh-huh.
Fuck me, mate. I swear, he bloody touched me the other day and my spine cracked. It was like a prawn cracker. Just went, like, what the fuck?
Did it help?
Mate, it's good, though. He's actually class, because, like, it makes me feel better immediately, but then as the week goes on, it sort of reverts back. So I see him once a week now, but I have to do exercises, but I haven't bothered really doing them. Which I'll have to, but it's lumbered them up a wee bit, but just little stretches and stuff. And he said that my posture's shit, like I need to sort of learn to, like, how bad's that?
Tell me something I don't know.
You're lying in that chair like a lump of shit. And you do it. trying to sit up and all, it's like, it's actually fucking agony. You try sitting up with a fucking head my size, you fucking prick.
I've never had a bad neck. No, what was that?
Oh, I threw a wee can in there, cycling there.
Oh, ever had a bad neck, in fact, I was in fucking Egypt, right? And I'm walking down the street, like, this, they're mad for calling
you. What about your pussy and your crack, or was it just your neck and back? Sorry, that was a terrible thing. Sorry.
They're usually wet, as usual. But no, I went, they usually call you in over there. It's a bit of their sort of culture. They call you in and fucking try and get you to buy these, like, made up fucking aftershaves and shit. But I happen to say, oh, mate, no, I haven't time for this. I'm going down here to find painkillers for my back and neck. He goes, oh, come in here. I sort you out. I said, what? And I don't know why I believed him. But he brought me in anyway. I said, mate, your man, he was fucking standing on my back and all, like fucking jumping on. And the thing that killed me most was he had fucking bare feet. And it made me feel fucking funny. But I tell you what, he beat the fuck out of me. And I felt amazing for about 2 years after.
Really?
Aye. I did have to fucking buy a load of aftershaves off him, like. But it was the least I could do.
Well, was a fucking jip instead of jupe?
Do you know what, though? Some of it was nice. Really good stuff.
You know what I have there? What I use? I use mostly, like, I use the million and stuff, but I've got the David Beckhams and Fahrenheit. Remember Fahrenheit?
Fahrenheit, yeah. Is that Dior, is it?
I don't know, mate.
Fahrenheit, yeah.
Lethal. Or
that's nice.
Denim. Remember denim?
Diesel?
There was a diesel too, but there was a denim. And my dad used to have it. You know what I'm eating here?
I don't know, but I can fucking hear you.
A pear.
Why?
Because I opened the fridge and I wanted something sweet, but there's only
nothing there.
There's pineapple cake or fruit.
She went for the cake, mate. There's fruit in it.
I like a wee pear.
Nah. pear drops. I like a packet of pear drops.
Remember them?
Yep. They were good gear.
Do you remember? I was thinking the other day of stuff that was banned from school back in our day.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go one for one here. The first one I remember is sherbet straws.
Sherbet straws, penny straws, yep.
Remember? Sherbet yep. Straws. And, like, I remember us laughing, going, what the fuck are people doing? Like, snorting them, but they probably were.
Yeah. Sherbet straws. They were banned. Dolly beads were banned.
Dolly beads, yeah. Game Boys were banned at the stage, weren't they?
So were I. Game Boys were banned. What's the band? The band, the fucking wham bars and all.
Yeah. Used to make a fucking fortune off them because we used to buy the jawbreakers and the wham bars for about 5p on the way to school and sell them for 20.
I know. Then I in high school. In high school, I ended up going one better. I ended up selling fucking bangers. Bangers and squealers used to be called fireworks. Not a book was in my bag, just filled with fucking fireworks. And CDs I'd made from fucking LimeWire.
No, mate, this is a cracker here, right? I remember I started to sell CDs, but it was before LimeWire and all, right? So all you could do. All I could do was copy the CDs that I already owned. So I was going around.
Does anybody want to buy Spandau Ballet?
Man, I was going around, right? And I had R. Kelly's greatest hits, Whitney Houston, Christina Aguilera's new one, Smokey, Roxette. And the Chili Peppers new one. And that was it.
Rocky soundtrack.
Anyone want the Rocky soundtrack? How much? $2.50.
I say, remember, I used to sell loads of shit in school. Remember my bag got tipped in fucking technology one day. Somebody had touted, somebody had grasped me up. The technology teacher came over and goes, can I see your bag? I say, yeah, no bother. No, your school bag. So he nothing up his he nothing up his school bag. He just started fucking emptying out, mate. Jesus Christ. You thought I was planning 9/11?
Oh, fuck,
it was in the round that time too. Bangers, squealers, bad boys, they were used to be called.
Bad boys.
Bad boys and C4 bangers, really yellow things.
If I mind even going to, remember you go to the family market and you buy the bangers. And...
bangers would be 10 copies and now 25.
Now 25 bangers and a bucket of warheads. Remember the fucking warheads?
Yeah.
I remember I ate that fucking many one summer that I broke out in hives. I actually did, mate. I lost the feeling in my fucking mouth. I couldn't taste anything whole for like the whole of September.
Fuck's sake. The kids were at a birthday party on Sunday and they came home with a bag of sweets and stuff. Joe, what was in them too? The flying saucers.
Oh, yeah.
There's a bit of paper with sugar on them. Lined in a minute.
Yeah, like sherbet.
You get some head off them.
I don't know. They're always weird because, like, the paper just melts in your mouth, doesn't it? And you've just got, like, the clump of fucking ket.
Yeah. Yeah. Excuse me, real fucking boost for your day.
But remember, I just love all those wee bars. Remember the Iron Brew bars?
Ah, they were class.
But then they brought out them, and they brought out these Lucozade ones, but the Lucozade ones were like sort of, like, they were like dry. They were like fucking, what do you call them? They were like tablets almost, you know, like that sort of.
Yes, yes, yeah, I know what you mean. They were like a fucking paracetamol tablet.
Aye. You buy them from Simpsons on the way to school. And then the dandy bars, remember the dandy bars with the wee bits in them?
Yeah.
Or is it dandy or Desperate Dan or some shit?
Desperate Dan. I think Desperate Dan bar. Stinger bar. You can still get them.
Stinger.
Stinger bar. Another big one, Linky Larry.
Fuck, I forgot about Linky Larry.
That was another thing, Tolerance Sturdy Ruddock. Sorry, Stuart.
But I mean, it was the whole craze that time where we used to get the pull the ink out of the pen and you'd chew up the paper. And you'd sit and you'd just fucking pee shit. Remember we did that in P7?
Yeah.
You'd pee shit and fucking hit the wall.
See, that was all well and good. See, when I went to Collie Baggy, mate, they actually used to spit on each other. And I'm fucking telling you, mate, they used to fucking proper fire across the room at each other. What the fuck have I come into? Big fucking green bit of gob in the back of your blazer. What the fuck's this? I'm not making that up. Somebody will fucking back me up on that. That happened. And then he's for fuck's sake, Jimmy. Do you need a shite?
I'm on the toilet now, mate. Badunk. No, but the thing is, mate, people were fucking disgusting. Disgusting, right? Remember the bloody.
Said you.
But
like gobbing and all, right? I mind. And then we went to, remember Ballycraigie Fair? 1 year, right?
Yeah.
And I was in first year. And there was a guy and girl who were in my sister's year. So they were like fourth or fifth year at the time.
Uh-huh.
And they were like in that sort of group who, you know, they were fucking mad. They were like the crazy popular kids, you know, and the kind of the female, right? The girl would always be, you know, one of those ones, she was just fucking nuts. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
She was just mental. Like she just fucking like a fucking flame of a lighter or something, or, you know, she just fucking loco.
Always like but a baby.
I was just fucking mad. So she was sitting beside, she was sitting behind me, right? On, remember the hot shot?
Yes.
Remember the hot shot, right? I remember fucking, no, Coco Jambo. That's fucking like echoing through the streets of Ballycraigie. The waltzers going mental. Someone's stealing fucking candy floss. And then we're queuing up to go on the hot shot. And there's like 15 screws falling through the air as it's going around. We get in.
It was all part of the ride, was it?
Oh, it was, mate. So we go on. I think it was like £2 to get on. And it was me and a fella who you would know, who would not name. But, like, I would have run around with him then. And we got on. And this girl I was talking about and another guy who was mental got on behind, right? And the whole fucking ride, right? The whole ride through, they're sitting behind us just fucking gobbing. Just spitting through. Remember there was like the wee cage in between? Remember there's like a wee fucking netting, like a wee cage in?
Yeah.
They were gobbing through, mate. And I remember it stopped upside down, right? And they're still fucking gobbing. I'm at the top upside down. And I swear to fuck, mate. In slow motion, mate. I'm looking behind me, you just see. It's like a fucking, it's like a jelly-like icicle just swaying back and forth. Like the monster and fucking alien. I'm like, don't. And it's just fucking fell off and just slapped me in the face. And I think she's in the background going, got him. Fucking disgusting.
Fuck's sake. Got him. Fuck's sake. Fucking horrible. Can't used to be at the top of stairs in high school as well. You used to stand on top of stairs and fucking spit as you were coming down the stairs. And they said, fuck's sake, boys.
I was like, no, I died. Remember when we went, remember our school trip to France?
Yeah.
So there's fucking heaps of things of that, but I was laughing the other day. Do you remember the time in our room, right? So I mean, there was me, you, I think two other fellas, from what I can remember.
Yeah.
And we don't run around with them anymore. I don't even know where the fuck they are, to be honest with you. But I mean,
no, I haven't seen them in a long time.
We woke up, right? So I was in the top bunk, and then there was a fellow beneath me. And then you were on the other top bunk, and there was a fellow beneath you. I remember waking up one day, right? Woke up and I was like, what the fuck is that smell?
Yes.
I was like, what is that smell? And forgot about it, right? Standing there getting ready and our teacher comes walking in and he's got one of those old style fucking hats, you know, like the Don't Wake Dad hat, the fucking night hat.
Yes, in the full blue white jammies on.
Comes in with his hand down his bags, fucking scratching his balls. All right, boys, let's go now. Let's go to the crack of dawn. Like,
let's go hit the slopes.
Anyway, and he's like, oh, crack a window, because he could smell the same thing, right? So I sit down on the bed, on the fellow beneath me. I sit down on his bed. I remember this fucking vividly. I sit down to put on my shoes and ski boots, all right? And it gets stronger. It gets fucking stronger. I'm like, what the fuck is that smell? So I fucking turn around and I whip the blanket back and I just see shit all through the fucking bed. And I said to the fella, I was like, mate, what the fuck?
what the fuck are you doing? You shit the bed. And I'll never forget it. He turns around and he goes, it wasn't me, it was Adam. And you turn around and you're like in the top bunk still and you're like, what the fuck? What? So I jumped out, climbed into your bed, shit on it, and then climbed back up.
Fuck me.
Fuck me. He was a special guy.
I haven't seen him since that trip.
And then the other fellow, like, he was obviously a lot smarter than us. He was saying these words, we didn't even know what the fuck he was on about. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's an understatement. Like, what the fuck are you on about?
He lived in a fancy part of town.
Me and you, mate, me and you fucking, we thought we had girlfriends. Remember the two English girls that were on the school trip at the high school?
Twins, yep.
Aye, fucking twins, me and you, fucking, I think they kissed us on the cheek and we were telling people for 6 years that we had a girlfriend in Essex. Yeah. Aye, well, my Kelly, she's turning 21 now.
I already stopped telling people about 6 years ago. We've just split up. We've just split up there.
I wonder if the
long distance thing, you know.
But then, do you remember, we went over the border, we went to bloody karaoke, and everyone got to pick one song. Went to Italy, and we got to pick one song. I remember it. Someone picked the song, like Men in Black, I think, was out, right? And then someone picked the song. It was like Katrina in the Waves. You know that song? It was like in the Eurovision. Love, shine a light every corner of the world. Right? And then it comes me and you. Me and you get up. Fucking standing there doing the full Monty.
Yeah.
I believe in miracles. Since you came along. You're sex a thing.
Fuck's sake. But we were looked down upon there, weren't we?
Oh, we were. We were always fucking weirdos. But I mind sitting eating fucking French onion soup with baguettes, that's all you'd live on.
Oh shit. The food was shocking.
The instructor was called Didier.
Didier.
Me and you laughing. Diddy.
It's a fucking good. It's a good trip. That it's a good trip.
It was like fucking good trip.
School trips are good. School trips are good. It was always the bus. The bus was always the best fucking crack.
Yeah.
Even in fucking nights out, the buses are the best crack.
Oh, they are. It's always mostly on the way there. On the way back, you see fucking bingoed.
I remember the bus to school one time, and I'd get the detention. There was a wee guy sitting in front of us. I sit with mates and stuff on the bus. And they go on, singe your hair. Do you remember you used to singe people's hair? Well, later you used to click it underneath their fucking hair for 2 seconds, and the wee bit of their hair would have went fucking just singed. Right, that was it. Wee bit of smoke, that was it over. Fuck, all the wee girl. I held it underneath her fucking hair and just fucking, you flicked it later, made her whole fucking head went up in flames. You're like Michael Jackson, the Pepsi advert. It just went fucking woof. I said, oh fuck, fuck. You're like fucking slapping the fuck out of her head.
Oh, fuck me.
Too much hairspray in.
I used to hate it. I remember, like, the worst one I got was, I remember people pea shooting me one day in the back of the bus. Because I used to get the bus to primary school, but it was the high school bus.
Yeah.
So I'd be sitting there as like a P6, P7, and there'd be like 5 years behind me. And I remember the worst one, right? The worst wet willy I've ever got in my life. Like, he didn't just lick it. Like, I think he actually fucking, you know, it was like covered in spit and gob. I think it was the same girl, actually, that was on the fucking hot shot. And it didn't, like, it, you know the way people, you just sort of touches and you sort of, like, you move before it really goes in?
Like, I think this cunt touched my brain. Like, when it just slipped right in. It just went right in. And I was like, oh mate, it's disgusting.
The fucking fingers hanging out your the other ear.
But I remember sitting there and I was all annoyed. And I remember, like, they're all sitting there going, is he crying? Is he crying? I think it was.
Everybody cheers. He's crying. Yeah.
Or getting on the bus for your home economics, mate. Getting on the bus for your cooking was the fucking worst thing. I'd always put mine in the fucking bag or just be risotto fucking kicked through. Or you'd make like this like chicken bake with fucking crisps on top of it. Like, what was that about? Do you make a prawn cocktail chicken bake?
Oh, my God, lovely. That's right. Used to give home your fucking stuff. Smashed about your bag. Shall I explain to your man what you actually made? It was meant to be an apple tart.
An apple crumble now.
Yeah. School was fucking weird, like. But I'd love to go back. I'd do it all differently, like.
Oh, me too, mate. Okay. Oh, I miss it. I fucking miss it. If you were able to relive like a year of high school, what year or a year of primary school or high school, what would it be?
High school, I think.
Yeah, I reckon. P7 or first year, I think. I think P7 was the fucking ultimate, like, you're just on top of the world, like, weren't you?
Yeah, you were hit hard, you know, the fucking first year, weren't you? You're going, fuck, this is different.
Mate, was it going to fucking prison? Not that I know. A few boys listening might know if he's want to let us know.
Listen, in prison. Yeah, but we'll not get a message. We'll get a letter soon.
Oh, fucking hell. Right there.
Fuck, I. Fucking, the worst was moving schools. That was fucking tough for me, moving to high schools. That was a fucking strange one. Middle of third year.
What was it in third year?
Middle of the. Who the fuck's that?
No, I fucking sat on the control and the TV come on.
Middle of third year, I moved from Mazarine up to Collipacky.
Oh, why?
That was a weird one. A weird place up there. So it was. I mean, I remember bringing a football in, they were like, what the fuck's that? strange fucking old place. But I did enjoy most of it. What are you doing? You there?
I'm here. Scratching my arse
there. Watching TV. are you talking away there, mate?
Huh?
You talk away there, mate. I'm gonna watch this. Gonna catch the end of this episode.
Put the subtitles on. I mind even when we all went to high school and I was going to Park Hall and you and Kane and all were going to Mazarine.
Yeah.
And I was so, it was so bittersweet because I was devastated that we were getting split up, but I was fucking thankful I wasn't going to Mazarine. I was like, thank fuck for that. It's like, fuck that. All the boys from Ballycreagy who used to chase me and all, I was like, fuck going there.
Mazarine wasn't too bad. Gone now too. Fucking gone. I'm actually trying to find some of the questions, but I can't seem to fucking find them. So, sorry.
The next time there's an hour, mate.
An hour?
We could do a part two for this one, right? Like, we didn't even plan it, really.
No, it doesn't even seem like a fucking... We even get into it, really, there. A few stories from school. A couple of detention stories and... A couple of things that happened.
Well, I'm just trying to think what the fuck was this thing.
You take your pick. You take your time there.
All right. Are you ready? I'm going to sing a wee classic from the school days. Ready?
Yes.
All right. Let me think of one. I'm trying to think of one. All right. I think I've got one. I'm just trying to remember the lyrics in my head here. One second. All right. Here we go.
Let's go.
Give me oil in the lamp, keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning, burning, burning. Keep me oil in my lamp, I pray. Keep me sing Hosanna, Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Do you remember that song?
Yep.
Sing Hosanna. I don't know if I've got the words right. Sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Give me your football chip. Give me oil in my lamp. I pray. Keeper, lit now in the morning. Keep me burning to the break of day. Yeah. All right.
Do you remember the end of the songs where you sit your legs crossed, your arms folded, and like one finger on your lip? You remember that? Fingers on lips. Surely, tell you what, that must have been fucking creepy as fuck for like whoever the guest was to come in and walk into the assembly and see all like a couple hundred kids just sitting in that position.
Aye. Well, you never know. Some people would have liked it.
Yeah, all right. I'll say no more. All the best.
See you later.
Bye-bye.